Hey there, in this video, I'm gonna teach you a quick technique that might possibly just change your life, and I'm not overselling it. It's called the heart lock-in technique, and I learned this through the Heart Math Institute, where they do a lot of research on heart coherence and how to learn how to self-regulate so that you can be more calm and present. And for those of us with ADHD, this is super important because the more self-regulated we are, the less our symptoms interrupt our day-to-day activities, and the more ease we can live with. And who doesn't want that? So this is quick and easy. We're going to start it right now. And the first thing I want you to do is take a minute and just consider how you're feeling in this moment. Maybe you're feeling pretty neutral, or maybe you're happy or excited for something, or maybe you're feeling pretty stressed out about something. Maybe you feel overwhelmed, or you're just not in a good place. Whatever it is, take a moment to feel into your body and put a name to whatever your current state is. And once you've got that, I want you to put that state aside for the minute, okay? And I want you to get comfortable. You don't have to be sitting. I'm standing right now. So whatever you can do to be comfortable, I want you to bring your attention to your heart center right here, okay? And you don't have to close your eyes for this. You can keep them open or closed, whatever you like. But I want you to focus on this area, and I want you to start breathing slower and more deeply than you generally do. Give yourself just a few minutes to settle into that deeper, slower breathing rhythm as you pay attention to this heart center right here, okay? And then based on what you identified in terms of however you're feeling in the moment, pick a regenerative emotion that you would love to feel right now that would really counterbalance any negative emotion that you might be feeling. Or if you're feeling neutral, pick something that would make you feel calm or happy, peaceful. Maybe self-compassion or just contentment. Pick something you want to feel. I'm going to choose gratitude. That always makes me feel good. What we want to do next is bring that emotion, whatever we chose, into that heart center where we're paying close attention. So I'm bringing up gratitude into my heart, and I continue to breathe slower and more deeply than I usually do as I focus on that feeling of gratitude. As that feeling comes up and you start to embody it, you just marinate there for a second in that feeling. And then whenever it feels appropriate, try radiating that feeling out to the four corners of the room that you're in. Push the boundaries of your personal space and radiate that good emotion out to the room and anyone else who might be in it with you. And then once you've filled up the room with this emotion, try expanding it to the building that you're in, whether you're in your office or you're at home. Try just blanketing your entire home or environment that you're in this emotion. Just sit there with it for a few more minutes. And then if you want to play with your boundaries and edges, try pushing it out, that emotion you're feeling, to the entire town that you live in. Over all the homes and the roads and the trees. Maintaining that slow, deep breath rhythm. And try pushing the edges of that emotion out to the state or province that you live in. Maybe the whole country. Radiating that good vibe out to your country. And if you can, see if you can send that feeling out to the entire world. See how that feels. And when you've gone as far as you can, come back into your heart center. See how the emotion is feeling in your heart center now. Feeling even more prevalent than it was when you first brought it up. It's the amazing thing about emotions. When we focus on them and let them expand, they grow. And that goes for good emotions and bad emotions. And I want you to just check in with how you feel overall. Like, what is your state now? If your eyes are closed, you can open them if you want. Just feel how your body feels. And then think back to the original emotion that you started with and think about where you are now and how far you may have come. Hopefully you've come to a much better place. And it is such a simple exercise, but it's amazing how just a few minutes of focusing on a regenerative feeling that you want to feel and focusing on it and then locking it in by radiating it out can have such an impact on your mood in the moment. And this is a great practice for any time of day, before you head into a work, before a stressful meeting, before you come home to your family, anytime you want to show up and be your best self, do that quick heart lock-in technique and do it as often as you can. You will be amazed at how it will help you feel more calm and present, make better decisions in the moment, feel more emotionally regulated, and your ADHD symptoms will feel a lot more manageable. So, hope you enjoyed the video. Talk to you soon.